Chapter 5. Next morning, Elizabeth was watching a BBC Scotland documentary about unsolved crimes, which opened with a news item she'd missed from last week, having not watched depressing news for days. A young Indian girl had been found dismembered on waste ground in the South Side. Details were vague, but there was a suggestion that the girl, estimated to be 19 years old, was a bride-to-be. So far, her identity was unknown. Then the studio cut to the reporter on the scene, a patch of scrubby ground with the masonry of a railway siding behind her, whom Elizabeth thought looked familiar. The reporter held her microphone out and said to her interviewee, "Inspector Kendrick, why is there so little information about the dead girl at this stage?" Tom Kendrick looked as tired as Elizabeth felt. Like her, there were dark rings under his eyes. A stiff breeze tugged at his coat. Elizabeth sat up straighter on her couch and picked up the remote control to raise the volume. Kendrick said,
"If we knew a name, we'd give it to you. We thought identification would be more straightforward, but there's nothing to indicate that the woman is known to anyone. We've put the description out over the whole of the UK, but nothing has come to light as yet."
The reporter was unremitting.
"There's been a suggestion that the police are dragging their heels on this one, because of the woman's Asian origin."
Kendrick scowled, but seemed unsurprised.
"That's nonsense. We're a mixed community here, and it's only a few extremists who try to play the racism card. Relations with the Indian community are first class, and we take every crime seriously."
"Inspector, are we looking at an honor killing here?"